It is that time. Would You Rather Wednesday. Brought to you by Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful. Downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. We're going to chop through these, Matt. I have other responsibilities today.
We're going to go through them pretty quick?
Yeah.
Not going to dilly-dally?
No dilly-dallying. No, okay. We got stuff to do.
Okay.
Other things that have to happen. Like golf. You ready?
Not as ready as I'll ever be, Pat.
Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather give up all the memories or the money you made this year? That's a thinker. Would you rather give up all the memories or all the money you made this year?
Pat, I love memories, but I got bills to pay.
Well, there could be that new memory of filing bankruptcy and keeping those memories.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is I can just make new memories.
You can.
Yeah.
You don't have any, like, spectacular fond memories so far this year that you would just hate to give up?
Well, I got a few great memories, but, you know.
Like that time you went to the bar and you woke up the next morning with rug burns on your elbows?
Yeah, that was... well, that was a lack of memory.
Memories or money? What are you giving up?
Pat, I'm probably going to give up the memories.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Again, no right or wrong answer during Would You Rather Wednesday. Just fun discussion. Play along at home. Play along at work. Talk amongst yourselves. Question number two. Would you rather face your biggest fear? What's your biggest fear? Your biggest fear ever.
Pat, I think you know what my biggest fear is.
Well, sure.
Looking outside and seeing a 20-foot python slither out of the grass, that'd be my biggest fear.
Won't happen here in the Midwest, but... My biggest fear is my unexpected death. That's my biggest fear.
Yeah, I mean, I've got another one that I wouldn't... I don't want to...
You don't want to get into...
happy segment into a...
yeah.
Damper one, so I don't want to do that. But
okay.
No, I'll do the snake one.
Okay, so would you rather face your biggest fear or spend one night alone... in a landfill? Rodents. Snakes.
I can make some new memories.
Spiders, you could.
Are there snakes in a landfill?
There are snakes everywhere.
Then that's me facing my biggest fear on my biggest fear.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah, it's a double whammy.
Face your biggest fear or spend one night alone in a landfill.
Now, if the 20-foot python came out of the grass, doesn't have to do anything to me. Could just slither on by.
Sure.
You know what, Pat? I'll take, because that's the thing. I don't want a landfill, because then there'd be tons of snakes, where this is just one giant one.
For $100,000, would you kiss a snake on the nose? Let's just say it's a python.
No. No.
Not for $100,000. No. Not even if it was a pet python?
No, because there was a guy who tried that in Florida and he ended up getting bit in the face. I'm not going to do that. I've learned from our Florida man stories down there.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so which one are you picking?
I will face the fear of seeing that 20-foot python slither out of the grass here.
You're going to face your biggest fear? Instead of spending a night alone in a landfill?
Yeah, because you said there's snakes out there, too. And you said plural, S. I only got one to deal with out here. Granted, it's giant, but...
Yeah.
I'm just going to let them slither on by and not even mess with them and...
Not move.
Not going to move.
Would you scream a little?
No, because I think, aren't they like dinosaurs? If you freeze, they won't see you.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. That's my hope.
Maybe it would hear you poop your pants.
Audible gas.
Question number three. Would you rather have a horse-sized duck or a duck-sized horse? What are you laughing about?
I didn't know where you were going there with that question.
Would you rather have a horse-sized duck or a duck-sized horse?
So a duck that is the size of a horse. Okay, yep. I'm envisioning that. Wow, that's a big duck. Or a horse-sized
duck.
That's
a big duck.
Yeah. Or a duck-sized horse. It's going to be pretty small.
Yes. And then, of course, you'd have the little trample of the... horse hooves going across your kitchen floor, living room. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cute.
Yeah, roll over, you know. Give them a treat. That type of thing. You know what? I think I'd... Just because I couldn't imagine having a duck that size, I'd probably go with the duck-sized horse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. I've always wanted a horse-sized duck. But, you know, they don't make them. Bonus question number four.
I was gonna say something, but I'm not going to.
Bonus question number four. When meeting someone new, would you rather slap them across their face or sniff their butt? Would you like me to repeat the question?
Yes, I would.
Would you rather, when meeting someone new, slap them across their face or sniff their butt?
Pat, I don't like to inflict pain on others, you know. But I'm not one to go sniffing. So I apologize to any random strangers out there, but I'm going to have to slap.
Jack him right in the pie hole.
I can't go around and all of a sudden, you know, you walk up. Hey, how you doing? No, thank you. We're not doing that.
Like dogs. If you meet him, you just got to say, all right, listen, one of two things are going to happen. So pick one.
Yeah. Would you rather get slapped in the face or... Which I'm not going to do that. I don't
know. That'd be a little weird.
No. Especially, you know, if you meet somebody coming out of like a Taco Bell or something like that the first time.
What if you meet your nephew for the first time?
Somebody needs a change.
Or just fall off and slap the baby in the face.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
So you're going with...
You see that scar my nephew has? That was the first time I met him. Yeah, I'm going to go with... I guess I'm going to have to go whaling. Whaling on people.
Meet somebody new and slap them across their face. It's better than a handshake.
And it's better than sniffing. Don't go sniffing where that nose doesn't belong.
8:53, 68 degrees. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great, great friends, Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.